on the phone with Matt. Hello. Welcome again. Thanks for tuning in. I am I'm getting the show on a lot of different podcast hosts, I guess. Distributors, websites, whatever. So if you are a part of any of these, you can totally listen there so that you don't have to, join some other site that you're not a part of, I guess. Of course, Anchor, Spotify, those two, those are the originals because Anchor is owned by Spotify. So if you're listening there, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing, I guess. Have you followed this show? Probably not. I don't blame you. But I also have it on several others, and right now, off the top of my head, I'm not sure what they are. I know Google Podcasts, it's on there. Stitcher, it's on there. And I think Breaker is one. Yeah, I know I'm missing one or two here. I'm not entirely sure. But I also got it submitted to iTunes, and it's like processing. So if you're an iTunes person, like, everybody else in the world, you can tune in there or whatever. So thank you. Thanks again for listening. I did want to make a quick announcement here about the first episode that I put out. You may have noticed that the first episode is no longer there. Yeah, I had to remove it. The first episode, I used a clip of a Green Day song for my opening music, and it turns out I'm not allowed to do that without permission from Green Day or their label. And I was a little confused by that at first because Spotify is working, of course, with Anchor because Anchor is owned by Spotify, like I said, and Anchor will allow you to play music from Spotify on your podcast. And that Green Day song is on Spotify. But I'm not allowed to use it as a show opening without their permission. So I'm not sure, or I wasn't sure, why that was. And I was a little peeved by it. But I just said, whatever, fuck it. I'll find something else. So I did. And that's why I now have the music you just heard. It is a music bed created by somebody for use, however anybody wants to use it, and that's why I'm using it. And I would totally shout them out for that if I could remember their name or where I got it. But that aside, here's another announcement. If you hear a noise like wind blowing, like this, I am once again sitting in my car, and I have it running with the AC on because it's October 3rd, 1 a.m. in the morning, and it's 81 fucking degrees out and humid. Nobody told Mother Nature in the general Cincinnati area in the Midwest that it's fucking October. We're in fall right now. I think all of the seasons need to be adjusted, honestly. And maybe just depending on the region you're in. Because we have these official first days of the season. I can't remember what day it was for fall. It was like the end of September. And September here is usually kind of in the middle of summer and fall, like weather-wise. August is usually the hottest, I think. We had a pretty mild September, I believe, this year. There was a couple of weeks. Excuse me. There was a couple of weeks there that it was like fall weather. It was awesome. And then we got a rain the other day, and it just totally jacked up the heat and the humidity. So I think, like, for me personally, I don't consider it the next season until the weather reflects it. I don't think there should be an official first day of, which I understand why there is, but I don't understand why it's like, you know, a date. Like, why was it at the end of September? Why couldn't fall just start at the, you know, the month of October? Winter starts the month of December. Spring starts the month of March. Summer starts June. We'll just leave it at that. How's that? It doesn't have to be even. It doesn't have to work like that. And maybe that's just like the Midwest. Maybe that's, you know, what we would do here. In Florida, you have what? Kind of winter and summer, right? I guess it depends on what part of Florida, but I know I was there at the end of April and into May, and it was nice. It was very nice. As far as like summer goes, if that could be summer, you know, it wasn't really humid at all. And it was warm enough to go swimming in the Gulf there. I was on the St. Pete side. But it wasn't, like, terribly hot. I mean, I could drive around with the windows down if I felt like it most of the time. There was a couple of days there where it was a little humid, kind of nasty. But then I went to Mississippi, Biloxi. And, yeah, that was humid. That was hot for May. You know, I'm used to Cincinnati May. And here in the winter, it really doesn't get to be snowy until like February. And then our February is fucked. Everybody wants a white Christmas. It's not going to happen here, really. It might get cold. It might be cold. It might even be cold enough to snow. But, yeah, chances are good that it's not going to snow. I think I remember in my life it snowed maybe 3 or 4 times on Christmas. Or we had snow on the ground in Christmas or during Christmas. I guess I'd have to look that up to verify it, but I always hear that song, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. He apparently did not live in Cincinnati. Or maybe he did. He's dreaming of it. He wants it. Clearly. Move to Wisconsin or Minnesota. Hell, New York. I'm sure they get white Christmases. They get snow like a motherfucker. I couldn't deal with that kind of snow. A couple feet at a time in a couple of hours. Yeah, I'm good with that. I used to know a guy named Indian. That was his nickname, obviously. He was an indigenous man. And he was a strange dude. Let me tell you that. I got tons of stories about him. He sadly was beaten to death at a campground by this dude who was like a serial killer. Yeah. And this was just a few years ago. And what a shame. I mean, I can't say really, I kind of feel bad saying this, but I get it. I do, because Indian was the kind of guy who he could rub people the wrong way very easily. He was good at it. And you had to know him, and you had to just love the guy. But even then, he would get under your skin. People who didn't really know him or even like him typically wanted to beat the shit out of him. And that's probably what happened. He probably got drunk because he was an alcoholic and not even a good functioning one. He wasn't even a functioning sober. And he probably got drunk sitting around a campfire with a bunch of people he didn't know. And one of them happened to be a serial killer. And those are the kinds of people you don't want to get on the bad side of. I have found. Not personally, obviously. Yeah, I've run into like 4 serial killers in my life, pissed them all off. They all killed me, each one. I've died 4 times. Yeah, this dude, he was the kind of drunk who would drink anything, you know? Alcoholic, I should say. Like, remember when Robitussin had alcohol in it? Yeah, he would totally do that. He was that kind of drunk. Alcoholic. I keep saying drunk. He was well beyond drunk. Back in the day, Little Kings, you remember those? They're still out now. They came back, I should say. And now they're like 4 times the price they used to be. Totally not worth it, by the way. Back in the day, we used to drink Little Kings a lot. And I mean back in the day when I was like 15. Yeah. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is, I guess. It's true. And I hate saying that, too. It is what it is. I hate that. I'm sorry I said it. I'm sorry if I offended you with that. But we would drink the Little Kings, and he was okay with those. But back then, Little Kings had another beer called Little Kings Red Ale. And it was a red bottle with like a darker beer or ale or what was it? A malt liquor, kind of. And it was terrible. Oh my God. It was so bad. It didn't last long, I don't believe. And that was pretty much the downfall of Little Kings, I think. They went out of business shortly after that. But, oh, and it was kind of hard to find, too. You had to know a store that sold it. But my dad bought a case of it, and we drank a couple, and it was like, holy shit, what did we do? And Indian, he drank one, and he said, oh, God, this shit's terrible. I'm not drinking this shit. So we didn't drink it. It sat in the fridge. A short while later, my dad left to take me home because I was living with my mom at the time, and I was just visiting him. And it took him maybe an hour to take me home and come back. And when he came back, they were all gone. Indian drank all of them. Almost a case in an hour. Yeah. This is the kind of guy who, back then, every time he'd get drunk, he'd say, brother. He said brother a lot. He was like Hulk Hogan that way. Brother, this time next year, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to die. My time's coming. This time next year, brother. Yeah, he said it all the time when he was drunk. And then we lost touch. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure where he went. He was kind of a vagabond. He traveled all the time, and I'm not sure how he did that because he didn't have a job. He never worked. The last time I remember him working was when I was 15, when that red ale thing happened. He was a painter by trade, and that was the last time I know that he worked. That was in 95, and I didn't see him for like 16 years. My dad hadn't seen him in a long time, and they were best friends. They traveled together most of the time. And, he lost touch with him. I know the last time I saw him, I was maybe 17, 18. And he was living with his brother. And his brother couldn't stand him. But he was kind enough to let Indian stay there. But eventually, his brother got sick of him and his shit, and he kicked him out. And Indian was a resourceful guy. He was a survivor in a way. I mean, he could always find a place to stay for free, usually, and get people to buy him cigarettes and beer, and usually weed. But, when I finally ran into him again, Dad had run into him, and I can't remember where. And so I saw him again, and we got to hang out again. It was awesome. It was so awesome. I was so happy to see this guy. It was like old times, man. It was like no time had passed. So we sat around drinking, partying, having a good time. As soon as he got drunk, brother, about this time next year, I'm not going to be around. I said, Indian, you've been saying that for 20 fucking years. Except that time he was right. Yeah. Well, maybe not. It took a couple more years before the serial killer guy. Yeah, I'll have to look him up and find out what his name is. You may have heard of him. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard of him. And I say serial killer. I'm pretty sure. I think you only have to kill like 3 people to be considered a serial killer. And I think that's what this guy was. Like, he had, I guess, killed 3 or 4 people. And then Indian. So, yeah, he wasn't like a Charles Manson. Which, you know, I mean, Charles Manson really kind of didn't kill anybody. He had other people do it for him. He was a manipulator. He was a cult leader. Kind of like Trump. I'm sorry. that actually made me cough. Okay, so that's a little bit about him. Why did I bring him up? Yeah, I can't remember. I know Indian once pissed for 11 minutes straight. I didn't think it was possible. I've had some long pisses in my life. And looking back on it, they were probably like, you know, a solid 30, 40, maybe 50 seconds, maybe a minute at max. And it felt like forever, but it wasn't. It was forever in piss time. Indian literally pissed for 11 minutes. I'm not making this up. We were driving around with my dad, and this was back when I was 15 or so, 14, 15. We were driving around, me and my buddy Joe and Indian and my dad. We were driving around the country, and of course Indian was drinking. He did not care, by the way, if he was in the car or doing whatever. I mean, alcoholics don't, you know. And we had been driving for a while. I guess he had been drinking even longer. And suddenly he said, I gotta pee, pull over, brother. And so my dad pulled over. There was like a cornfield or something next to us. There was no cars on the road but us. It was a country road. And he got out. He opened the door. Passenger door, got out, stood next to the van, and he pissed for 11 minutes. We heard him peeing the whole time. Sounded like a waterfall. Like a cow pissing on a flat rock, you know what I mean? Super soaker? Yeah. I have no idea where he was holding it. He had to weigh less after that piss. He didn't weigh much to begin with. He was, he wasn't very tall, maybe 5'8". And aside from a little beer gut, which really should have been much bigger, he wasn't a big guy. Yeah. Oh, that's why I brought him up. So, I was talking about winter and snow. Yeah, I can't do, several feet of snow in a couple hours, Buffalo, New York gets. Or certain parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, places like that. I can't do it. I love snow, too. I love snow more than rain. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I love winter. I love the cold. I love it when it's cold. I can't do 81 fucking degrees and humid on October 3rd at 1 in the morning. Oh, my God. What the fuck? No. This is my happy time. October is my happy month. Mother Nature, you bitch. What are you doing to me? Well, I guess we're kind of doing it to ourselves with global warming and all that shit, right? Everything's fucked. Way to go, humans. So Indian once famously declared, he had, like I said, he had strange ideas. He was always saying strange shit. But he one time he said he's waiting for the big thud where 4 feet of snow falls out of the sky at one time. And just, there's a big thud when it hits the ground. Ever since then, I've been waiting for it, too. I know that's, completely impossible, but damn, that would be awesome. He also, in that same conversation at the time, this was right around the time the Red Ale incident happened. He was, him and Dad were roommates in this apartment in a really shady part of town. And across the street was a park. It wasn't a very big park, maybe an acre, maybe two. And there wasn't really anything in it because it was a shady part of town, Really only gang members and drug dealers went there at night. And it snowed real bad. One weekend I was there hanging out with my dad. It was actually so bad that my school was canceled on Monday. So I just hung out with my dad. And that was cool and all. I didn't mind. We had a good time there. But it was almost impossible for my school to close when it snowed, when there was bad weather. It had to be really bad because our principal was a dick. So, of course, the park, there was snow everywhere. It was a foot or two. I mean, it was a lot of snow for us. And he wanted to go over there and make a snowman, but he wanted to make it a big middle finger. I'm not sure why we didn't do that. Probably because we didn't want to get killed. One night, I went out on the fire escape to hang out. We were on the top floor. I think it was the third floor of the building. It was an old historic building too. All of the floors were 10, 12 feet tall or whatever, like they used to be back in the day. Yeah. So, on the top of the third floor, it was kind of high up. But I went out on the fire escape and was hanging out. It was the middle of the night. I looked down the street and there was a gang walking down the street, right in the street. Probably 20, 30 guys. Yeah. I quickly went back inside. I didn't want to get shot or stabbed from three stories up. That's a good fucking knife thrower right there. You don't know these gang members. They could be that good. I don't know. Shit. I try not to deal with them, I stay away. Stay away from the knife-throwing gang members. Yeah. There was another time when the two of them were living in a little trailer park in Brookville, Indiana, just outside of Brookville. and the park was right on this river, and the river was or still is a famous place to canoe and raft down. So the trailer park was one of the pickup and drop off spots for these canoe rental places that would take people and bring them back or whatever. And so we, Indian and I, one day, we went down to the bank of the river where this pickup and drop-off spot was, and we hung out for a couple hours just talking, bullshitting, watching people go by on their rafts and canoes. Back then, I don't think rafting was such a big deal, but there was a lot of canoes going by. And across the river from us was a giant tree with a rope swing that swung out over the river. And we were watching some people do that for a while. An Indian said to me that something about being an Indian, he was trying to train me how to be an Indian. He wanted me to be a good Indian. Now, I do have some indigenous blood in my body, I'm sure. But it's very little. It's not even really worthy of talking about. You know, it's like when I fill out an application and it asks if I have, what kind of, blood do I have? Yeah, I don't mark American Indian or Native American. I don't do that. Because it's like 1%. That's not even enough to register. But so he told me one way to do that is to always be aware of your surroundings, to hear everything and see everything. And he wanted me to try it. And the way I was facing him when I looked at him, he was to my right. On the other side of him was the river coming around a slight bend. In front of us, it straightened out. But there were some bushes, I think, in the way a little bit. But you could still kind of see the river a little bit on the other side of him. And when he was telling me this, I was looking at him, and I could see behind him there were people coming down the river on their canoes. So I said, okay, I'll try it. And I closed my eyes and pretended to listen. I was actually listening, because you really can't turn that off. And I said, I hear canoers coming down the river. And really, thinking back on it, that's like, of course there were fucking canoers coming down the river. It was a river used for canoeing. We were sitting at a drop-off pickup location. But sure enough, he looked around as soon as I said that, and those canoers came around the bend. And he said, very good, brother. You're going to make a good Indian yet. Yeah. So I fooled him. I fooled an alcoholic. I must be something special, huh? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jesus. Poor Indian. So, these seasons, man, something's got to happen. I've been in here a half an hour doing this show, and it's still 81 out. And I know, I'm yelling at man for fucking up the atmosphere and the global warming and everything. And I'm sitting in my car, letting it run while I run the AC. And that's not good for the planet. But neither are 700 fucking million drivers. So, I mean, what are you going to do? That's why I need an electric car, so I can sit in it and run the AC and not have a gas-burning engine idling for a half an hour. That's another reason I love cooler weather, so I can fucking sit with my windows down and chill the fuck out. Yeah, I don't have any plans either for the, fall, for October. my wife and I just bought a house, and it's our first. So we're excited about that. We haven't moved in yet. We literally just bought it. And I think in 2 days we pick up the keys. So we're looking forward to that. But this is going to be the first time that we've ever done anything for Halloween as far as handing out candy to trick-or-treaters, to the kids. You know, we're looking forward to that. It's like a big deal to us. It's a big deal to her, and which makes it a big deal to me. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to, whether we're full, we should be fully moved in by then. You know, that gives us a month. Jesus, we got to get out of where we're at. We were supposed to be out in the middle of last month. So, you know, we're trying to get out quickly. And really, we don't have a lot of shit, so it won't be hard to move. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. She actually just talked to her boss tonight and told her, I need Halloween off because we're going to hand out candy. It means a lot. We got to do it. We don't have kids. We can't have kids. So it's not like we can take them trick-or-treating, you know. We don't have that tradition. And I understand why places of employment will often give Halloween off to parents before other people who don't have kids. Because, you know, you have to take the kids out trick-or-treating. That's just what you do. You do it for the kids. And if you're some kind of asshole fucking parent who has this stigma about Halloween and you don't take your kids out because of that, you're fucking your kids over. You got to step outside your comfort zone and do something for your kids. Okay? Halloween's a big deal.
It's celebrating the devil. It's the devil's holiday.
You're a dumb fuck. It might be that in other cultures, which it's not, by the way. Okay? The whole thing about Halloween being celebrated is, especially in America, it's about dressing up in costumes and getting candy. That's what Halloween is about in America. And in most of the world, I believe. I don't know. I haven't been to the world. I've only been in, you know, America my whole life. I haven't even been to Canada, and it's 4 hours away. I mean, what is Mexico, Spain? They celebrate the Day of the Dead. They are embracing their loved ones who have moved on. They're celebrating their lives. That's what they're doing. That has nothing to do with the devil. Okay? It has to do with sugar skulls. Beautiful art. A beautiful tradition. It has to do with love. And family and friends. Do it for your kids, man. Let them dress up as their favorite Power Ranger. Or Teletubby, or whatever the fuck kids are dressed. I don't know. Spider-Man? Captain America? For my last outing, I wanted to dress up as a fucking outhouse. Yeah, I had it all planned out and everything. I was going to do it so that it was closed. I was going to see where I was going through the half moon, the crescent moon, and the door. Like outhouses have. And yeah, when I'd get up to a house, I'd open the door, push it open. It'd just be a big cardboard box painted like, you know, wood. And I'd open the door and I would be standing through the toilet. And then I'd have two little fake legs with pants around the ankles coming out. And it'd look like I'm taking a shit. Yeah. That's what I was going to do for my last Halloween blowout extravaganza when I was like 18. But I never did it. Never got around to it. One of these days, maybe, if I go to like a Halloween party or something. Yeah, but I'm not going to. Of course, it would also suck to be standing all fucking night. Because I'd probably only be able to put it on once, take it off once. If anybody takes that idea and uses it, please, please take a picture and send it to me. I would love to see that in action. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. So I'm going to wrap this one up. Just wanted to let you know what happened to the first episode. It is gone. I'm currently looking at hosting it somewhere else that isn't like a podcast thing, you know, and so that people can listen to it if they want. And, you know, otherwise it's just going to be one of those things, one of those lost episodes that shows up as a special feature on the DVD or whatever. Also, there is a thing on Anchor. It's anchor.fm. You can go there. You can look up the episodes, the show on the phone with Matt. I believe it's anchor.fm/onthephonewithmatt or on the phone podcast. I can't remember which one I made it. I think it's on the phone podcast there. I'm not sure. Anyway, you can search for it. But on the page, there is a button, a link where you can click it and you can leave me a voice message. I think it's called contact or something. And yeah, you can totally record me a voice message and it'll send it to me. I'll get it and I can play it on the show, I believe. And I can respond to your inquiries. Good or bad. I'm sure it'll be mostly bad. That's okay. Go ahead and send it. And, you know, we'll have a little discussion. We'll have us a little talky talk. And if you do take a picture of your outhouse costume for Halloween, kids, you can actually send it to me or any kind of email if you want to email me and not send a voice message. You can email me at onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. Yeah, I know it's kind of long and spelled out, but on the phone was taken and on the phone podcast was taken because apparently there is another show with that title, On the Phone. I haven't actually found it yet, so it might be an old one that's no longer available. But the email still exists, I guess. I don't know. But on the phone with Matt at gmail.com, send me an email. Send me a voice message on anchor.fm. And again, thanks for listening. If you want to check out all of the places where the show is at, where it's hosted, all the services, you can go to on the phone. Oh, shit. I don't even know that web address. I'll look it up and tell you later. I have a WordPress blog for it. All right. Until next time, you know, be good or be good at it.